USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Civil rights was again an issue on night two of the Democratic debate as frontrunner former VP Joe Biden and California Senator Kamala Harris tangled over Biden's past opposition to federal mandatory busing and remarks he'd made about working with segregationist members of Congress in the past. Harris again going after Biden for that.
Let's be clear about this. Had those segregationists their way, I would not be a member of the United States Senate, Cory Booker would not be a member of the United States Senate, and Barack Obama would not have been in the position to nominate him to the title he now holds.
At least one person dead after a huge gas explosion in Lincoln County, Kentucky this morning. The blast touching off huge fires that could be seen in neighboring counties and several structures are still reportedly burning. This is USA Radio News.
Today, Vance Auto Park at your local Adela Gas Truck. Find Shell Rote Oil to be your truck and SR. Just for Adela Gas Truck. This is Shell Rote. This cupcake's oil. Corner store for I'm cruising to the hot top down. This is not oil. The country, halfway across the tailgate party. World's greatest. This is hauling the oil. Snow and mud. Mountains in the rain. This is climbing mountain oil. Way off the grid. And camping. This is hunting fish oil. This is truck. This Adela Gas Truck. This is Shell Rote.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Equifax appears to be running out of settlement money. The Federal Trade Commission warning the payment option of $125 from the 2017 cybersecurity breach is capped at $31 million, and consumers who haven't submitted a claim yet are now being urged to consider simply opting for the free credit monitoring instead. Woodstock 50 is now definitely not going to happen. Howard County, Maryland Executive Calvin Ball announcing yesterday the music festival is off just 2 weeks before it was supposed to take place at the Meriwether Post Pavilion in Columbia, where it was moved to after permits were denied in New York State. These local music fans in Maryland are very disappointed.
It's just a sad thing. I would have loved to go.
It would have been awesome to hear some good guitar.
Everybody was looking forward to it, and then the revenue that it brings in.
Remember, you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Air Force General John Hyten, the current commander of the Strategic Command, has denied allegations of sexual misconduct from a former female aide. John Clements reports.
That denial was made during testimony before the Senate Armed Services Committee that is considering General Hyten to become the next vice chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
It has been a painful time for me and my family, but I want to state to you and to the American people in the strongest possible terms that these allegations are false.
The Air Force Office of Special Investigations reviewed over 10,000 pages of documents, conducted 50 interviews, and pursued the matter, but did not find any evidence to support the allegations. For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Vice President Mike Pence spoke to a crowd of young conservatives. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Speaking at a Young America's Foundation conservative summit in D.C. on Wednesday, the vice president compared President Trump to the late President Ronald Reagan, saying that Trump is
another outsider who's come to Washington, D.C. to fight for everyday Americans.
And Pence adds,
conservative values are winning again. They're winning hearts and minds.
And of the Democratic primary contest, he said it's not between moderates and liberals. It's between liberals and socialists, adding the U.S. will never become a socialist country. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.